UK to require schools inform parents of signs of transgenderism and bar trans students from contact sports. By Kurt Zindelka on April 16, 2023. The British government is reportedly planning on issuing guidance to schools that would prohibit supposedly transgender students from joining contact sports teams of the opposite sex, as well as requiring teachers to inform parents if their child begins displaying signs of transgenderism. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's recent declaration that 100% of women do not have penises may have some real-world applications in the coming months, with the government reportedly preparing new guidance on gender for schools across the country. According to a report from the Times of London, the proposed guidance would require schools to inform parents if their child began expressing signs of transgenderism, such as saying they would like to change their gender, begin wearing uniforms of the opposite sex, or demanding to be called a name associated with the other gender. The change could have widespread ramifications, given that a recent survey from the Policy Exchange think tank found that 4 in 10 secondary schools in England are currently allowing children to change their gender without consulting parents. The document, which is currently being drafted by the Department for Education, would also tell schools that children who claim to identify as the other gender should not be permitted into changing rooms or showers of the opposite sex. However, other facilities could be provided, as is already the case for disabled students. Sports at schools would also be covered under the guidance, with the government reportedly set to ban biologically male students from joining girls' teams, and vice versa, for contact and competitive sports such as rugby. Yet, there will apparently be less stringent rules surrounding sports that do not involve physical contact. The report comes after British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak declared this week that 100% of women do not have a penis. Sunak, who has in the past struggled to provide a definition of what exactly constitutes a woman, has seemingly firmed up his position on the hot-button political issue of gender. Speaking to the Conservative Home website this week, the Prime Minister was pressed on whether he believed that 100% of women do not have male genitalia, to which the Prime Minister responded, "Yeah, of course." The stance comes in contrast with that laid out by the head of the opposition in the Parliament, Labour Party leader Sir Keir Starmer, who has claimed that only 99.9% of women do not have penises. Explaining his stance, Prime Minister Sunak said that he had a slightly different point of view from Sir Keir, adding, "We should always have compassion and understanding and tolerance for those who are thinking about changing their gender. But when it comes to these issues of protecting women's rights and women's spaces, I think the issue of biological sex is fundamentally important." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.